I want to go back to the point we made earlier. You may have heard that story of the Batavia man who selflessly ran into the water to save some kids that were struggling in the surf in Florida. They were on vacation. They just arrived. But he did not survive that. It's not clear on exactly what killed him. I don't know if he drowned or if he had a cardiac arrest, but they mentioned in the story a rip tide. And those happen in Lake Michigan, too. So I wanted Dave Benjamin to just answer a couple of questions for us about this. He's done this for us about this time in years past. He's with the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project. Hey, Dave, welcome back. You're on the air. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having us on the radio. Appreciate it.
What's the strategy? There is a way to handle it if you find yourself being taken out, right?
Right. So what we advocate, if you're ever struggling in water over your head, is that you flip, float, and follow. So you're going to flip over on your back and you're going to float. Float to keep your head above water. Float to calm yourself down from the fear and panic of drowning. Float to conserve your energy and then follow a safe path out of the water. So the emphasis is on floating. If you want to survive a drowning incident, you have to stay at the surface for as long as possible and continue breathing for either self-rescue or professional rescue to arrive.
Yeah. Flip, and float, follow. I like that. Unless it pulls you under, if you can stay on top of the water, that would seem to buy you some time, maybe save you some energy, right?
Correct. So, unfortunately, what happens is, a rip current is the appropriate term, not rip tide, but a rip current pulls you away from shore. It doesn't pull you underwater. Well, generally, what happens is panic is the first stage of drowning, and most people don't know that panic is the first stage of drowning. They don't know how to handle panic. It's a literal panic attack in the water. Oh my God, I'm far away from shore. I might not make it back. And when you panic, you start making a lot of mistakes, and people fight to survive. And unfortunately, you exhaust yourself very quick in a drowning situation because a person may be holding their breath or, you know, maybe choked out a little bit of water, they can't breathe, but they're exerting energy.
Right.
And typically, a drowning person will submerge in less than 60 seconds. So, If you can do the opposite of your instinct and flip, float, and follow, you're buying time to get your breathing under control. You may have to float for 5, 10, 30 minutes. It all depends on the conditions. But if you compare it to something like stop, drop, and roll, your clothes catch on fire. Your instinct is to run away from the flames, which actually fuel the flames. That's why they created the three-step process to stop, drop, and roll. It's an ordered task. An ordered task helps to alleviate panic because you're in action. And actually, you know, the flip, float, and follow is to be out of action. You want to do nothing but float.
Dave, after I flip, float, and follow, then say I'm now, I've composed myself enough that I'm now going to try and swim to safety. How do I aim my course of swimming?
Typically, a traditional rip current will be pulling you directly away from shore, so you would swim parallel to shore, then maybe diagonal back to shore. You need to assess yourself as you're going, and, you know, when you get tired, rest, float. It's a marathon to get out of the water, not a sprint. You want to, you know, take your time. So you're not exhausting all your energy, so you can stay at the surface.
I get that point, but I thought that the idea was, say it's going at a 45-degree angle out from the shore, whatever, but shouldn't you then try and swim perpendicular to the current to swim out of it? You said go parallel, but that might be a different strategy than I'm thinking about.
Right. Generally, if the wind and waves are coming directly on shore, the current's flowing directly offshore.
Uh-huh.
But if it's hitting the beach at an angle, the current could be flowing offshore at an angle. So that's why it's important to, you know, flip over your back and float, trying to assess which way it's pulling you, swim perpendicular to the flow, which may be parallel to shore and then back to shore. Unfortunately, it's going to be a life and death situation, and the rough waters can be difficult to assess which way you're flowing because your point of view is only like 6 inches above the surface of the water.
I get your point from the Great Lakes Surf Rescue. Okay, let's leave it at that for now. And maybe when we're more ready to go back into Lake Michigan, I'm going to call you back, Dave. But this is real helpful. Is there a website you promote? Where should people go?
Yes, our website is glsrp.org. So that's short for Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project.org.
Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project.org, glsrp.org. Dave Benjamin, We'll talk again later this summer, maybe early this summer. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.